In national politics, we're about to enter the second year of the Ralph Nader experiment. In the 2000 elections, Nader said it didn't matter if a vote for him gave George Bush the presidency, because on issues important to the environmentalists, there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. Nader's Oregon chairman said the difference between Al Gore and George Bush on timber policy was that Gore sheds a tear when the trees fall. Well, last week in Montana, the Bush administration announced the biggest timber salvage sale in Forest Service history, and it denied citizens their right to appeal actions that fail to follow environmental laws. The sale in the Bitterroot National Forest, heavily hit by fires 2 years ago, may set the stage for similar logging in Southern Oregon and Northern California. You can say what you will about the Clinton-Gore administration, but it never proposed logging on terms such as these. There's more. The former Forest Service chief, Mike Dombeck, banned logging in the remaining 60 million acres of roadless areas in the national forests. In what observers called a momentous conservation step, Dombeck said the nation's forests needed a rest from decades of overcutting. Comes now President Bush's Forest Service chief, Dale Bosworth. Shortly after taking office, he lifted the moratorium, opening the way for logging that many believe to be unsustainable. The list goes on. The ultimate fate of the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument, the apparent resumption of placer mining in the salmon-bearing waters of the Siskiyou Wild Rivers area, and attempts to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Nader scoffs that no political party can overtly be against the environment without getting into deep political trouble. But in politics, the only accountability that counts is the threat of an election loss. The Greens plan to run candidates for Congress this year. If they divide the opposition, as they did in the 2000 election, Bush Republicans will win. Which makes it hard to understand Nader's other point, that a Bush presidency actually helps the progressive cause by invigorating progressives. To invigorate is not to divide. That's the challenge for Mr. Nader and the Greens. I'm Les Aucoin.